Welcome back to the fam. Sorry, this is Lori Rubinson. I was paying attention to the end of the Houston Rockets and Minnesota Timberwolves. And 0.3 seconds left. All right, anyway, we'll keep you posted here. It's still 104 Houston, 101 Minnesota. Do we have Berman? Yes. Hi, Mark Berman from the Post joins us to talk Knicks and coaching and NBA. Hey, Mark, how are you?
Hey, doing great. How's it going, Lori?
Now
tell me what
final.
Happens with Houston.
Yeah, there you go. So now the game went final. Finally went final. Houston wins 104-101. And when we talk about the kind of coach the Knicks might be looking for, former Knicks assistant coach Tom Thibodeau. That's a heck of a coaching job to get Minnesota to go toe to toe with the Houston Rockets.
Yeah, they make the playoffs on the final night of the season. And listen, 2 years ago, I know fans were screaming for the Knicks to interview him, and if Steve Mills was the president, they would have interviewed Thibodeau, but it was Phil Jackson, and there was no way he was going to interview Thibodeau because there was no way Thibodeau was going to play the triangle.
Right. So, stepping back, big picture, we're talking to Mark Berman of the Post. The Knicks obviously fire their coach, Jeff Hornacek, now looking for a new head coach. And, Mark, as you were referencing, the general manager now is Scott Perry. The president now of the team is Steve Mills. In terms of making this decision, and the owner is still, of course, Jim Dolan. In terms of making this decision, let's start there. From what you know, who is, I know obviously all three of them have to buy in on whoever the choice is, but who is going to be most influential in making this decision?
Well, Mills does have final say, and you know, I don't think Dolan is, he's just going to make sure that financially it's sound, but I don't think Dolan will be in on any interviews. So Mills has final say, but he really wants Perry to buy in. So they've been quite a team so far. I mean, they really seem to be a 50-50 situation where Scott Perry and Mills are making these decisions jointly. There's another guy, Craig Robinson.
Mm-hmm.
He's the third in charge. He's the player developmental coach. You might know he's also Obama's brother-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
So those three are the big decision makers. And it's refreshing because, you know, the last two coaching searches with Phil, it was basically whatever Phil, you know, no one else had any input, essentially. It was just Phil Jackson wanting someone who he knew and who he knew would, you know, play his offense. Although Hornacek wasn't what we thought, but he was willing to come in and do that system.
Talking to Mark Berman from the New York Post about the Knicks coaching search. They fire their coach. Now they're looking. What can the Knicks learn when you look at, for instance, this game that was played tonight? We mentioned Tom Thibodeau, but the other coach there, of course, Mike D'Antoni, another former Knicks head coach. Is there have been an awful lot of head coaches who actually have had success, you know, good coaches who have had success in other places, you know, even Larry Brown famously, or Lenny Wilkins, you know, whatever, but more recent times, even Larry Brown, and coaches, Mike D'Antoni, coaches who were good coaches, but don't succeed with the Knicks. From what you've seen, what is it about this job that makes it potentially more difficult than others?
Yeah, no, it's a great point. Obviously, Phil Jackson, coming in as president with his 11 rings and was a complete failure. It's a tough market, and the fans are very difficult. I remember D'Antoni early on in his stint. He didn't understand why the Garden fans would boo the team in the first half because it was only going to hurt their psyche, and
mm-hmm.
he would be public about it. And
he's right about that, but that's still
right.
The case.
But, I mean, that's New York.
Yep.
It really is amazing. I mean, Larry Brown coming off a championship in Detroit, flying high, and then comes here and was a dud. I mean, the Knicks have been something of a cursed franchise ever since Van Gundy left town. Ed, you know, D'Antoni, unfortunately, him and Carmelo Anthony didn't see eye to eye, and I think D'Antoni had, you know, they made the playoffs three straight years, and then, you know, him and Melo could not coexist anymore, and it's a tough job, and maybe Dolan has been a factor in that. I know he's backed off, but after games, coaches would have to meet with him, and I'm sure there's a lot of pressure there.
So do you think they've, as you said, it's refreshing now. Do you feel like they've made some strides, at least in terms of the infrastructure of the team, that Dolan is taking a step back and now it's not a guy like Phil Jackson who didn't have experience as an executive? At least there's an actual general manager who is a basketball guy in place. There's alignment amongst the executives. With that as a step in the right direction, is it possible that some of this this curse that you're talking about, yeah, cursed franchise, starts to be lifted over the next 5 years?
Yeah, but they need the right guy. It was a 45-minute press conference the other day with Mills and Perry, and it was so clear that these two really want to be part of the daily goings-ons with the team. Mills and Perry were at every single practice. I know Perry went to every road game. Mills went to more than half. And so the new coach, and that's why I'm always a little leery when Van Gundy's name comes up, because he felt that, you know, the coach should be around the team and management should be a little more distant. But this is the new philosophy with analytics, mm-hmm, and player development, that management has to be really in there. So I think Jeff Hornacek actually had a little trouble with that this season, even though he talked about how great it was to have these guys around all the time. I don't think he really meant that. I think he meant the opposite, and he knew they were evaluating him like all the time. I think you get bring in a new coach, however, and they know it's a team, and they know that he'll be there for the future. So I think Mills and Perry, they've done so much research on the new age of basketball, and they, you know, they talked to Bob Myers, and they talked to so many executives. So I really do think that they have the team going on the right track in terms of philosophy.
Now, you mentioned they talked to Bob Myers, and they talked about, I saw some of those comments, Bob Myers, for those who don't know, the executive in charge of the Golden State Warriors. I saw some of those comments. Describe what you've heard from them, the attributes that you think the Knicks are looking for in their next head coach.
I mean, clearly they want someone who is going to be great with the players, sort of more of a player's coach. I don't think they thought Rambis or Hornacek connected well enough with the guys, and there were a few run-ins across the season. Porzingis and Hornacek, I don't think there was ever a very good relationship there, even though Porzingis denied it yesterday. There's no question that could have been better. And then analytics, you know, Jeff is old school, and he talked a little about it, but I think they want a coach who really embraces listening to management about, you know, the analytics part. Which lineups work better? I think Jeff, you know, listened, but I don't think he employed some of it. And again, just the ability to work with Steve and Scott and have no problems, you know, having them around all the time. But I think the final thing is they need more of a dynamic leader than Jeff was. And that's why I think someone like Mark Jackson has a shot. I think he's a stronger voice. I don't think Jeff was a strong voice. That's not his style. And players liked him. And if you talk to some players off the record, he's a really nice guy. but. It's always a but. So I think those are, you know, the major ones. And, you know, there's some nice candidates out there. The problem is this team needs more than a good head coach.
Yeah, whoever it is, I would think, needs to be willing to stick around for the next 5-plus years while this team rebuilds and develops, because they don't have the talent in place to be a, you know, competitive playoff type of team yet. When you think of those characteristics that you just said, well, let's start with Mark Jackson. So that was one of the names that was out there, and one of the bigger names that was out there. Do you think Mark Jackson, with the experience that he has and the kind of person he is he going to be, would he be open and happy having Mills and Perry around as much as they want to be?
Well, I don't think that's what he's used to. And, you know, I know that, you know, in Golden State, he wore out some people in the front office and ownership. And, you know, there's a book that clearly states that everyone in the organization seemed to have a problem with him. But the best part of Mark is he connects well with the players. But I think Mark is, there's a quote, there was a line, I was looking at it today. It was a 45-minute press conference, and I was going over some of the highlights a few hours ago. And there was a quote from Perry saying, you know, we do want a coach who, you know, maybe who's been around a few years but is willing to maybe change his ways from some of the things he's done in the past. And I think that was a reference to Mark Jackson a little bit. Mark connects very well with the players. And, you know, I spoke to Jared Jack, who played with him at Golden State, and he said, he's had many coaches. Jared has been around, and he said he felt Mark was the best at that. He really knew the players' language, and, you know, the players really, really loved him. So his end in Golden State was more not getting along with the front office, and I think he would change. I mean, I think this is his dream job. Obviously, a New Yorker who played for the Knicks and St. John's, I mean, it is a storybook if it happens.
Talking to Mark Berman of the Post about the Knicks job, when I hear what they're describing in a head coach, it strikes me. Another game I watched today was Celtics and Bucks, and certainly Brad Stevens feels to me like a prototype of what a lot of teams would be looking for, that type of young coach. If you're looking around the league, and if they want somebody who's going to let Mills and Perry be more involved, in many ways, to me, that sounds like more of a young or up-and-coming coach, somebody with less experience who might be more open to that and more open to analytics. Of the other candidates, some of the other candidates you've heard about, who do you think could be a good fit that is more of that, you know, younger up-and-coming model?
Well, a real young and up-and-comer is Stackhouse.
Jerry Stackhouse?
Right, and he knows Scott Perry very well, back from their Detroit days, and he coached in the G League the past 2 years as a head coach. He has no, obviously, a head coaching experience in the NBA, but he went to the G League Finals, in fact, beat out the Westchester Knicks along the way. And, you know, he's very vibrant, pretty dynamic. Defense means a lot, which is another big characteristic. Has to be a defensive-minded coach. So that's sort of the hot name that we've heard that Perry and Mills, you know, really want to talk to, and they will talk to him very soon, sometime this week. I think he's still a long shot, but because of his lack of NBA head coaching experience. But, you know, there's, in my opinion, you know, I just followed the story a few hours ago. You know, they want to interview David Blatt, and
former Cavaliers head coach, for those who
did
don't
not
remember.
Connect, right. If you read, there's a couple of books on the Cavaliers and their road to that championship, and Blatt looks terrible in these books. And, you know, obviously it's a Steve Mills buddy from Princeton, as well as a buddy of Craig Robinson. They all went to Princeton together and played on the basketball team. I just don't know if Scott Perry feels he's like the new age coach that they're looking for. And when I talked about that Perry quote before, you know, Blatt's been around. He's a European mm-hmm. legend. In fact, just won a Euro Cup with his Turkish team. But he's another guy who doesn't check all the boxes with, you know, relating to the new type of players and analytics. But, you know, maybe they just want to talk to him and see if he's willing to change. You know, Mills wanted him for the job in 2016, but Phil wasn't having it. But as Perry did say, not everyone's going to check all the boxes. And Fizdale, to me, David Fizdale, who will also interview this week mm-hmm. from Memphis, he, I think, checks most of them. And that's why I think he's a very high on their list in terms of checking boxes. And the issue is, what happened with him and Marc Gasol? How do you feud so fiercely with your star player that the owners, as we're writing in tomorrow's paper, the owners had to either trade Gasol or fire Fizdale? And there's more coaches out there, or good coaches out there, than there are, you know, all-star centers. So they had to fire Fizdale.
Yeah, Fizdale to me is an intriguing candidate, but you're right, he's going to have to answer about that. Real quick before I let you go, last one. Mike Budenholzer, the head coach of the Atlanta Hawks, has been very successful, very highly regarded guy from the Spurs coaching tree, and he's been given permission to interview with the Phoenix Suns for their coaching job. Any chance the Knicks could also get permission to talk to him?
Yeah, that was interesting reading that yesterday. You know, the Hawks are amid a big rebuilding program, and so are the Suns, though. So it's not a bad name. I don't know if he'd be interested in New York. He coached Tim Hardaway Jr. Mm-hmm. and, you know, definitely got him going a little more on the defensive end. But I think it's a little bit of a long shot. I think their first group of candidates won't include him. But I think that would be sort of a long shot.
Okay. Mark Berman from The Post, always appreciate the time. Thanks so much.
All right. Thanks, Laurie. Take care.